It's Thursday the 1st of June and these are the headlines. Last night saw the set-piece leaders' debate of the campaign where all of the leaders in Britain were gathered, apart from the Prime Minister and the First Ministers of Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. But apart from that, it was as stellar a lineup as you could possibly have whilst having to include Paul Nuttall. Theresa May's absence was grist to the mill of the smaller parties. Whilst wondering where she might be, Tim Farron said, "Look out your window. She might be there, sizing up your house." Truly, this is the most terrifying version of Project Fear we've yet had. The debate itself was a bit of a mess. I mean, who knew that having seven shouty people in a room could be so unhelpful? But one message was clear, and that was that the first rule of leadership is turning up. Well, that's nonsense, really, isn't it? I mean, it's like that great Churchill quote, "All I have to offer is blood, toil, tears, and absenteeism from situations that make me feel uncomfortable."
Well, the polls have been incredibly erratic. The Tory poll lead has definitely fallen, but by how much? A poll on Wednesday had the Tories unable to form a government. Others say they're on course for a 100-seat landslide. So what is going on? Well, to tell us all about that is a representative from YouGov, Polly Tracker. How are you, Polly?
Very good, thank you. My polling data says that this interview is going to go really well.
Well, we'll see about that. Polly, on Tuesday, you released a poll that gave the Tories a lead of 4 points, and that would see a hung parliament. Can you explain how you got to that prediction?
Well, this was a constituency-by-constituency analysis which looks at 7,000 interviews and creates a picture of how polling numbers will actually transfer into results.
There's a margin of error, though, isn't there?
Yes. We think the Tories could get as low as 274 or as high as 345.
I mean, that seems a bit vague.
Well, this model worked for us in the EU referendum.
What were your predictions for the EU referendum?
At the last count, 52-48.
To whom?
It was obviously to one of the two sides.
You do know which one, yes?
Of course I do.
Yes, you're now logging into your iPad to get the figures.
Can I give them to you in a minute?
Would you like me to tell you what they were?
Yes.
They were 52-48 to remain.
Your estimation sounds accurate.
Yes, I'm surprised you'd forgotten about that. How do you think this interview's going so far?
It's within the margin of error of my prediction.
Okay, well, this constituency-by-constituency analysis was the brainchild of your former president, Peter Kellner. And what was his referendum prediction?
Well, he thought Remain would win.
By how much?
With 55% of the vote. But that was in one very early morning tweet, and he was probably tired.
It was early in the morning. To be precise, it was 23 minutes past 12 on referendum night as the votes were being counted.
Well, Peter is an optimist. How could he not be? He's a member of the Labour Party, after all.
Indeed.
We're not biased. Our founders are both Tories.
Yes, but your 2015 seat projection said that the Tories would lose seats and that the Lib Dems would hold about half of theirs.
Well, we were optimistic about the Lib Dems.
And you, in fact, released an exit poll on the last election night which backed that up.
We were optimistic that we were right.
So why should we trust you to be right this time?
Well, we've had a few bad years, but you've got to back a winner one day.
That sounds optimistic.
Oh, thank you.
Well, when we look at other projections, Electoral Calculus has a Tory majority of 98. Fisher has them going on to win 100. Comrades has 100+. Nigel Marriott has 109. And Ashcroft has 142. So why are these all so different?
Well, they aren't taking young voters as seriously. They are assuming that young people won't turn out because they never do. But after 1 million extra young voters registered, we are asking them how likely they are to vote, and that's why Labour's numbers are higher in our polls.
But generally, young people haven't turned out before, not even the referendum, which most affected their future. So why are you so trusting in young people?
Well, we like the way they think. They're very optimistic.
Finally, has this interview gone as well as you expected?
It was within the margin of error.
You said it would go really well.
We have big margins of error.
Polly Tracker, thank you. And now it's time for today's final line, which comes from former Labour leader Ed Miliband, who tweeted in response to recent poll movements that the pollsters had been off his Christmas card list since 2015. Just saying. Well, that was pretty sad, but not as sad as his former Shadow Foreign Secretary Douglas Alexander, who tweeted 12 separate times explaining various reasons why the polls might be a little bit misleading, and finished off by saying, "Take it from me, the man who the polls said would be Foreign Secretary by now." Douglas Alexander lost his seat at the last election. It's a tough old game, politics. Goodbye.